Hey, brothers and sisters and YouTube family, hope you guys are being blessed. So I wanted to share an exciting message to have you guys really enter into a visitation I had with the Lord when he took me to heaven, to actually not only meet his mother, but meet a place that is one of her many places in heaven. I've come to find out after the fact. So this really happened in Dwelling Prayer. It happened about the first month I got here. As you guys have been following me, I was full of so much emotional turmoil and anguish in my soul coming here, and it was difficult, and I found myself just entering to worship before the Lord and lying down and resting in Him, and before I knew it, I was at a different place. And so, as many of you guys know, that I am a product of Still Small Voice Channel, and the Lord has taught us how to experience Him in dwelling prayer. And dwelling prayer, there's different types of prayer. There's different levels of prayer. But many of us believers want to go deeper and intimately with the Lord. And many of us don't realize that we can actually see and hear Jesus in the Spirit. His desire is that every single one of His brides would commune with Him in this way, in the most intimate way. This grace is available for each and every single one of us. No one is exempt and no one is exemplary or set apart to have these experiences. And so God's desire is that He really would have us encounter Him. The Word of God says, "A pure in heart shall see God." So it's very possible to see God in the Spirit, see Him face to face. That's what the Word of God says. "A pure in heart shall see Him face to face." And so that's God's desire. And so dwelling prayer is a tool or a way for us to go deeper and just entering in. Into the Lord's presence with worship and thanksgiving. That's what the Word of God says, that we should enter His gates with worship and thanksgiving. But as important as you do the dwelling prayer, the music is different. So worship is where we can sing to the songs. So dwelling prayer is more so about soaking just in His presence, resting in the lyrics that He's playing before you. And many of the artists that I love who are really deep intimately with the Lord, just anointing of the Lord is upon their songs are Kira Job, Julie True, and Misty Edwards. That's actually the song that I used to enter in with the Lord, is Misty Edwards, The Garden. And I just began to play that, and before I knew it, I found myself in the garden of my heart with Jesus. And so I just want to read a little excerpt or disposition regarding dwelling prayer. I'm not going to go into teaching about it. I think I've done that in one of my videos before. But I will have links concerning the teachings that Mother Claire mentioned and taught about how to really dwell with the Lord. But here, this is a quote from Mother Claire from Still Small Voice, and it's from the video Experiencing Jesus in Dwelling Prayer, and she states, "But we can dispose ourselves to intimate prayer with the Lord, a visitation from Him. We can cultivate a relationship that will make it possible for us to fall into that place every night when we go into prayer. And that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're praying for everyone that listens to this channel." And then she goes on to say here at the bottom, "As you worship, imagine, make your mind Jesus staying nearby. These are not usually just imaginations that you make up. They aren't. They're sanctified images that God puts before in your imagination. Don't brush them off. Take them for the real thing. Take them seriously, because you just have reached out to the Lord. Now He's reaching out to you through some kind of image of being present to you. Continue to worship Him. Continue to enter into that vision that you're having, but pay attention to what you see in the Spirit, in your sanctified imagination. Continue to love and adore Him." And so, and that's the thing, is a sanctified imagination. Many times, a lot of us, we see things like, "Oh, that means that was just me." No, we could make up things like that. There's nothing good in us. So I just want to encourage you, if you begin to worship, begin to pray and see things, write those things down. If you really are experiencing the Lord, I think the biggest problem with us really entering into the Lord is unbelief. I've been there, I'm even there now, unbelief. And the enemy hates this more than anything. He will do anything he can to bring opposition, distraction, attacks, and even ungodly images that will scare you, cause you to fear, and cause you to withdraw, really seeing the Lord in the Spirit. But I just hope this video really encourages you to really enter into a deep place with the Lord. And not only that, but come to know and experience His mother too as well, our Blessed Mother. So this is how the vision began, or the visitation began. So I found myself in the room, and it was late at night, and I decided just to sit and rest in the Lord. As I put on my headphones, I laid on my bed, and before I knew it, the song began to play, Misty Edwards, The Garden. And there, before I knew, I recognized I'd entered into my heart, and I was there in a garden. As my vision began to really begin to clear, I saw the garden. It was a beautiful garden, full of color, but very wild. and I looked down at the garment that I was wearing and was so dingy and so dirty. But I was still in awe at what I was seeing all around me, but noticing my dirtiness. And before I knew it, I saw a hand reaching out for me. And I noticed, as even that the vision got even more clear, that it was Jesus reaching out for me. And as I touched his hand, it was like a Cinderella movie. I was completely transformed from my fingertips all the way down to my toes. And I had a beautiful sundress on. It was white with yellow flowers. I was completely pristine and pure and looking so beautiful. And he beckoned me to come with him. So we walked through the garden, and then we got to some water, and I saw him in a boat. He placed himself in the boat and once again beckoned me to enter in the boat with him. So as I entered the boat with him, he just snuggled up against me as he held me from behind so sweet and so tightly as his spouse, his beloved spouse, now just resting in his arms. As the boat or the canoe began to move on its own, roll on its own through the water. And as we're going through the water so ever gently, just in my beloved's arms, I saw a beautiful cove and beautiful trees and a treehouse in the middle of the water and full of yellow leaves as the leaves were reflecting off the water. And as we got closer to that treehouse, the canoe just entered into that cove and came right up to the tree stump. Then began to see the water rise up, and the water began to shapeshift. And as it rose up, it began to shape little hearts all around our boat. Little hearts, the water, as if it was greeting us. And then the water bowed and went low. Then the water rose again and was shaped into a beautiful, huge heart, now with the image of me and my beloved Jesus, forehead touching forehead. And then the water again bowed and then dissipated and went low, and then rose up once more again to rise in a heart shape, but now with the image of me and my beloved Jesus, with a sweet kiss in the most purest way. And then the water bowed before the King of Kings and it lowered and settled. And then I saw little steps on the tree stump. So I began to climb up before the Lord, and he's behind me. So as I opened the door, I entered into this beautiful, small, cute little tree house. To the left was a den, and to the right was a kitchen with pots up hanging. And I saw someone cooking, a lady who was cooking. As Jesus came behind me, he came and grabbed onto his mother. And I knew that moment it was our sweet, blessed Mother Mary, as he kissed her so tenderly and so lovingly from behind. And then he walked away to the den, and she turned around and smiled at me with the most beautiful smile, as she put a plate of food of chicken and vegetables she had cooked for us. And then Jesus came to sit down next to his mother as I sat across from him. And he had the most intense, passionate look upon his face, and he just stared at me, guys, without blinking. To the point I was like, okay, well, it's a bit, not uncomfortable, but it's almost overwhelming. His love was enveloping my heart. Like he could not take his eyes off of me, not even for one moment. And all I could see was our sweet blessed mother just smiling so much because she knew that her son had found his bride and he was so in love and I was in love with him. And I just remember as he had his hand on the table, she grabbed his hand and squeezed it. Because I knew in my heart, you know, they say in heaven that you don't have to speak all through this time. There was no conversation audibly between us, but our hearts were speaking to one another. So I knew that Jesus so desperately wanted to show me something. There was something, the treehouse had no roof. It was just the trees and leaves were just kind of covering over it. And so he really wanted us to climb up to the top, I believe, to see the sunset. And I knew that in my heart. But we hadn't touched our food, and so Blessed Mother knew that he so desired that, and she squeezed his hand to say, it's okay, son, it's okay, show her, take her, you know, to show kind of like, I won't be mad if you don't eat the food. And then a thought came on my mind, I was like, man, where's God the Father? And that very moment, I began to hear the sounds of nature. I began to hear the water, the crickets. The animals outside began to go louder, and I heard their voices, and all they were saying was, holy, 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 holy. And before I knew it, I looked to my left, and the door creaked open, and there walks God the Father, with his arms wide open, with such a gleaming smile upon his face. Blessed Mother was smiling too as well, so was Jesus, and so was I, in such adoration, such awe, and such joy. And then I woke up, and that left me completely, utterly in peace, and so in love. I was just flabbergasted and so amazed by that experience. I ran to go and tell Mother Claire and Father Ezekiel what I experienced of the Lord, and that's when I found out that he too had actually gone to heaven and visited Blessed Mother's bungalow. So it's one of her many places in heaven, and I was just blown away that the Lord allowed me to not only visit him, but once again he takes me to his mother. So I shared this video to encourage you that truly Jesus' desire is to draw near to each and every single one of us. His grace is available to enter into a sanctified, beautiful garden in your heart to be with him. And not only that, but to really know his mother. What spouse would not desire to have his wife fall in love with his mother? Jesus will always lead you to his mother. She's real, she's alive, she's kind, and she's so wonderful. And she's waiting for each and every single one of the brides of Christ to meet with her too as well. So I pray this really encourages you. And I pray this sparks inspiration and the hunger and desire to go deeper with the Lord. God bless you guys. Bye.